Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and wonderful Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you feeling now? Now that you've been reconstructed, eh?
Oh, my God. I'm much better than I was. And so I apologize to everyone who did not get the show announcements. It's because I had no computer. So... And we'll talk about
that
a little bit.
So much lately, it's ridiculous. It's in the air, isn't it?
Yeah. We're going to talk about a lot of this tonight. Tonight's show is called New Operating System.
Good. We need that.
And trust me, I mean, these are notes on a little tiny yellow piece of paper that I'm throwing together at the last minute because I've been in there trying to start uploading stuff into the new computer so I can at least do anything at all. It's like a zoo around here. So I want to talk about for everybody, and, you know, Bob and I talked about this earlier in the week too, Veronica, that there is so much info and data coming in so fast right now that I think, I don't know about you, but I'm doing 3, 4, 5, 6 things all at the same time in my mind. Are you doing the same thing?
I am. I'm going so fast. But you know what's amazing is I'm quite good at it. If you'd have told me that a year ago, I'd have sucked my thumb.
Yeah, I know.
But it seems like we're able to do it. I mean, it's like, okay, more is coming in than makes sense, and we're able to do it.
We are. You know, I got hit pretty hard after the opening of the Stargate, and I was just flattened out. Mm-hmm. And I was pretty frustrated because lots of people were very energized and moving. And I was literally, no matter how hard I pushed, I'm one of those people that will override. You know, I couldn't walk. I couldn't go to the gym. I went to the gym one time. I tore a muscle in my thigh.
Oh, man.
And it sounded like a sheet ripping, and I realized it was inside my leg.
Oh, man.
And I was like, okay, you guys just start fooling around here. So, what I've also been seeing is a lot of anxiousness, a lot of anxiety, emotions all over the place. You know, one minute people are fine, the next minute they're in a whole totally different place. I don't know if you've been running into that with your clients, Ronnie, but it's...
I have, actually. A lot of people. Really extreme kind of changes.
Exactly.
And a lot of giggling.
Right. And obsessing. I never thought about myself being ADD and ADHD or whatever all those letters are. But I have come to the conclusion that I, especially right now, can obsess in a New York minute. And if something doesn't look right or it doesn't fit in a room or it's in my visual, you know, as I move from, well, I'm doing sessions as I go from place to place, everything has to be where it belongs. Otherwise, I go into this almost, it completely throws me off, which I find very, very interesting. And I never paid attention to it as much as I am right now. And realizing that, okay, I have to replace that carpet sitting there. And I mean, literally obsessing to the point until I've looked at 1,000 rugs, you know. I'm serious. In between everything else I'm doing, and I'm thinking...
And whilst you're sick and trying to make your shows work and all your clients...
Oh, it's insane.
Actually, I'm going through some of that, too. Weird. Yes, it's not rugs and stuff, but trying to do way too many things on the physical plane that I can imagine, you know?
Well, again, I mean, doing all of the have-to-do stuff, and then I get sidetracked with some creative thing that, for me, becomes absolutely obsessive, which I think is hysterical. And but I'm sure that for you too, I mean, it's like I have so much to do that there isn't a moment, and then I'll cram the whole rug thing or the the table thing in there, and thinking, am I out of my mind, officially out of my mind?
Yes, because your mind is expanding and you can put more things in it. Good grief, isn't that an awful thought?
Well, the other thing is dropping time. And I don't know if you've been experiencing this, but I'll look at the clock.
Yes, I have.
Feel like it's been 20, 30, 40 minutes and go back and it's been 5. You may be feeling the opposite, I don't know, but I know that this thing with time right now is very fluid.
Yeah, because I was thinking about it today where I suddenly went, oh, my God, it's been 40 minutes, and I thought it was about 5, so that's the reverse. But then I thought, well, we're supposed to be able to bend time around, so I started talking to it severely, and we were late.
Well, again,
yeah, we did 2 TV shows and 2 radio shows today, but I didn't do any clients.
Good girl. And are you ready to start airing your TV shows?
No, one of them is just like right in the Monday or Tuesday it's going to be ready to air.
Oh, that is so. Can we see it from here or?
We haven't figured out how to do that. Probably the first one will be shown in the Northwest, and it will cover to Seattle and Vancouver and all of that. But we'll have to ship it to get it to run here. We'll put it on a television station up at your place if we can find one that'll do it.
Fabulous! That is so exciting.
So we'll get the team to help with that, eh?
Absolutely. It's
and
time.
And guess what? We've seen it so many times, and I still laugh my head off. What
that's
I mean is
wonderful.
It's not boring. It's not even boring. You know, my
that's
hairdo's
fabulous.
A bit messy, but the rest of it.
That is fabulous, honey. Well, again,
yeah,
you've
we're
just
excited.
Been plowing forward.
Yeah, we're excited.
Excuse me, this is an interview format?
Yes, it is. But we're, there's a sort of a concert. There's a format where we're editing together several different pieces with an interview around it, you know. So it's fun. It's been a lot of work because I had to learn a lot. And, of course, Bob knows a lot, but he's not always in it. But
well, I think that's part of it, too, is being pushed to learn more as we expand into the new things that we're here to do.
Yeah. And I'm telling you that what's happening to me, which sounds just like what you're saying, is that I'm able to sit and watch now. My brain is going very fast in how all of it comes together. You know, I would like to be a lot vaguer at times, but I'm not.
I just think that's wonderful, though. I'm so excited.
I'm very excited, yeah.
Thank you. Thrilling. Absolutely thrilling. So for any of you listening, it's going to be on what station, honey?
KVOS 12. We're not exactly sure the date. They're probably going to give us a date in December now, aren't they? Mm-hmm. And I'm asking for between Christmas and New Year's.
Beautiful.
So, yeah,
absolutely.
We're proud of ourselves, Jackie.
Listen, you should be. Veronica, you've put a lot of work into this.
Yes, and a lot of heart because we want it to be heartfelt.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's what we're here to bring is heart.
That's right. And humor.
And humor. Computer crashes. I have heard so many people whose computers have gone down. I know one after the not this last intensive, but the intensive before, I had several people go home after the intensive and their computers totally crashed. And my computer crashed, I don't even know when it was now, yesterday, I think. And, or the day before, it was yesterday. And I've never had this happen to me. So it was an absolutely new event in my life. And I was just beside myself and I had to wait until this morning for the man to come to my home. There was no way I was carrying that computer anywhere. I was, you know, it wasn't a laptop. It was a desktop. And he got on there and he said, this is a $5,000 disk and it'll reconfigure. And he stuck it in and he ran it and he turned around and he looked at me and he said, who's been in your home? And I said, why? He said, someone has zeroed out your entire operating system. It's gone. And literally, when you looked at it, it just had 0000000. There was absolutely nothing there. And I mean, we retried and retried and did this and did that. I mean, there was no operating system whatsoever. He actually had to take the boards out of my computer to access. I was so grateful because it had 6.5 years worth of work in there. Things like my documents, which had everything I've done, and all my contacts in my Microsoft Office, which, oh, God. And of course, my music, which is the thing he's working on right now, because I have thousands of dollars worth of music in my computer that I wouldn't even know how to duplicate again, because the majority of it I did in trance. Or quasi-trance. So, at any rate, the good news has been trickling in, and I had to go buy a new computer today. And on the way to Best Buy, I had this feeling that when I got there, I'd have a feeling for what was going on. And this young man that waited on me at the end when I finally wasn't so completely out of my mind, he had a scar on his temple, quite a hefty scar. And I asked him if he had had a car accident, and he said, yes, I died 4 times. I went through a windshield, and it was like 5 years ago. And then it was, and I told you this earlier, Veronica, it was kind of like the curtains parted because I was out of all my crap, and I really looked at him, and I could see all these other things about him. And I started mentioning him to him, and he was like, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, and of course he's a healer and a... And he just hasn't done anything with it and really didn't know what to do with it. So it actually made me cry. It was such a beautiful encounter with this young man.
Did you have him put his hands on your computer?
No, I didn't have a computer with me. But that's very funny. So, excuse me, I still have the cough from the plague that I had. Now... getting kind of laid out, and I've talked to a lot of people who are getting these huge downloads that come in where their crowns go nuts at the base of where the skull meets the neck, heart palpitations, third chakra, the solar plexus, I mean, all kinds of stuff. And, you know, we've seen this stuff before. I would say the crown stuff is more intense right now than I've ever seen, not only for other people, but also for myself. And I know when I'm doing sessions, it feels like somebody's operating in my head. So anyway, I'm writing these little notes, and I wrote something about, and all of a sudden, I got this, I mean, it was like a whole group of them laughing. And they went, hello, new operating system. Your old operating system has been zeroed out. And I went, oh, my God. And, I mean, it was just like a flood. And I couldn't stop laughing because I thought, "Of course, I get it." I mean, the fact that I've salvaged everything, you know, I'm assuming we'll salvage the music as well. But to salvage everything, and of course I had to buy a new computer. The old one will be restored. My son will put that in his office. But I bought a new one because I felt like I needed a bigger system and a faster system and one that could handle videos, interestingly enough, because I have found somebody to film in the future for intensives and so on. And so anyway, I I just thought that was so cute. So what I would have to say to everybody is that this is basically what we're going through. We're zeroing out the old operating system and getting a whole new operating system. The discomfort is what we're feeling in between. And when I was making my little notes, I'm thinking, well, this new system, you know, I don't like the keyboard and the new screen is weird, you know, and because it's not my old system. I'm used to, you know, you get used to the feel of something. Mm-hmm. And I thought, isn't that interesting? Because that's really what we're going through right now, is this whole new operating system where things are so different. They're spatially different. I don't know if you've walked into any walls or, you know, found that doors were in new places, but I've just been kind of amazed. Every time I go into the garage, I think I'm going to walk right into, you know, some extraterrestrial being coming in through the door. And so now contact, and I really had been wanting to do a show on contact because I could feel all these beings coming in. And I knew that when we went before the Federation of Worlds and all the associations and councils and blah, 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 that this had really had an impact. And I knew this with all my heart. This was not some fantasy, you know, although it certainly could have been construed by somebody unless they were there and then they knew better. So dear Janet had a session. She was supposed to send me some written stuff on it. If she did, it went to my ET healing account, which I haven't been able to get into. And so I'm sure it's sitting up in there.
Well, I sent you something there, too. I sent you Wendell Stevens' interview.
Okay, well, it's sitting in my ET healing. I can't access that right now.
Too bad. I thought you'd have enjoyed it.
I'm sure I will. I can hardly wait to get there. Wait a minute. Did you put that in one of those delivery systems?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I it's there.
Okay.
So what was very, very interesting is she had an experience with the Council of MEM, M-E-M. They're from the far side of the galaxy. They saw us at the meeting of the Federation of Worlds and all the councils and associations. And she described them as a bald, huge head, pointy chin, rather crystalline energy were their eyes, and they're shapeshifters. They can become the flow of the ocean. However we would need them to fit in, they are fascinated by our love, by our heart chakras and our love for the earth. And they would like to observe us. And in exchange, they would be happy to help with the earth in whatever way that we feel could be important. And I was so blown away by this. I mean, to me, this is really big stuff. This is huge stuff. When you have a race that says, let us come help you. And because we're so taken with your love. And they made an interesting comment. They said, we were more touched by your love than the Federation was, which I knew was no surprise.
Do they have to come through the Federation in order to come here to help us?
When we went before the Federation of Worlds, this meeting was called, and it included all associations and councils of the universe. I mean, this was kind of everybody is called for this meeting, and a good friend of mine who's a collective walk-in said the amazing thing, she was not at the intensive, interestingly enough, but she had a huge crystalline grid laid out for the opening of the Stargate. She did tremendous work on this from her home in Massachusetts. What was interesting was she said this to me the night after. She said, no one walked out. And I said, you're right, they didn't. Because that's the only time I've done a meditation like that in an intensive setting or a conference setting where I was actually allowed to really see what was going on, but they wanted me to see that one. That was so big for me, and as I've said before, I just completely came apart. And there were so many beings there. Now, whether or not they had to go through the Federation or not, I don't get that feeling at all. I feel that they were there to observe our request to open the Stargate. And in being there, because as a group, everybody projected love from their heart. That was the presentation that was made. Along with the request was this huge love that came from everybody's heart chakra, because there were many people there besides just us at the conference.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this huge love that came rushing out of our heart chakras to this unbelievable assemblage of beings. And it was so interesting to me that the Council of Men would come back, and that was what struck them. It was our heart chakras and the love that we have for Earth. So
is it so that, I guess I'm just asking a simple question, which is, are beings from other parts of the universe allowed to come here? Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, remember the whole thing about quarantine and hands off and all of that?
That's true. However,
I just am curious, but I heard that was lifted, but I wasn't.
There's a difference between landing in a ship,
mm-hmm,
and working with us, which is what, you know, all the work I do is with all these different races.
Mm-hmm.
And they have permission to do the work. Now, the Council of Men, what they're saying is we can become the water. In other words, they can become elemental to work with the earth. There's a big difference between that and coming in and handing you technology. You understand?
Yeah, I do, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the beauty of that, so that they could learn about our hearts and our love, because that has always been, and even Bashar has talked about, that we had something for the universe, but we didn't understand it yet. And it's our love. It's our love. Our capacity to love is so extraordinary as a race. And, you know, we've gone further into the dark than any race has ever gone and come back into the light of our own volition with no interference. That's huge. And there will be other races. I can feel them. I mean, I can tell you because my dream states are so bizarre. And what's interesting is after being ill and being flat on my back, I'm so energized. I can't. It's just unbelievable to me. And, I'm back in the gym. I'm walking, you know, in the mornings. I'm doing all kinds of work, plus dealing with all these other crazy, you know, things going on, having to I'm completely recreating the website and doing this and doing that.
So your healing was your illness, really, or your illness created your healing, or?
I think if we go back to the whole operating system thing, mm-hmm, in order to, and this is something you said a long time ago, Veronica, about the amount of grief that I carried in my heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing hit me in my chest, first my head, then my chest. And the whole time that I was coughing up, you know, whatever, I think half of Central America, I was really aware of the fact that a lot of this grief stuff was coming up. And it's not like I was sitting around crying or anything, but it just felt like I was purging, which I found to be very, 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 very interesting. And I did not go to the doctor. I did not get antibiotics. I did not get steroids. And my son came down with the same thing I did. I mean, it was easy to blame it on the grandbaby, but I don't think that was it. I think this was a really big deal. And but what's so fascinating to me that coming out of it, and the amount of energy I have, and then this whole thing with the new operating system just put me away. That was just definitely warmed me up for the show. So now, the whole idea of working with new races and having beings coming in that have not paid any attention to us, And there are a lot of races that have not. Now, you know, again, the team has talked about the fact that we're, you know, we are the show to watch right now, which is true. But I think that this accelerated things greatly. And I think what we're really going to see, and the team talked about it before, was the having a much greater impact on the whole breaking down of religion, of changing the face of religion, something like that. That all of us, okay, who have worked so very, very hard, and there are many out there listening and many others, are going to really be accelerated into very public venues to help assist people, you know, to not only be ready to meet, and, you know, we talked about this before with, you know, becoming the ambassadors. And that ambassadorship includes a plethora of different ways. I mean, you're an ambassador with what you're doing with your television show, with your radio shows.
I like that.
Absolutely. I'm an ambassador in my way. I have other things going on that I'm creating, that I want to create, that I'm, you know, putting out there to start really moving forward. And for so long, I kind of felt that I was in quarantine for 6.5 years.
But this speed up is actually getting us to raise our frequency, isn't it, so that we can meet and interact with them better? Isn't that part of it?
Okay, well, here we go with the chicken and the egg. I don't know that this is happening so that we can meet with them, or it's happening because we desire to meet with them. And I would say it's more because we have put out the invitation. We are the ones that desire to do it, not to give our power away. There's the difference.
But there's a thing about our vibrations are moving up, and that must make it easier for us to interact.
Of course it does. Absolutely. Absolutely. However, here's the difference. Okay? It's like meeting with the Federation of Worlds and all the associations and councils of the universe. We didn't go hat in hand and say, oh, please, please, please come fix our planet. We said, let us open a stargate so that we can start interactions on a larger scale, so that we can invite other races, so that we can accelerate contact. But we never went in and said, so they can fix our planet for us. We never said, so that they can give us this or save us. Or it never came from that energy. There's the difference. It came from love. And the love we had for the planet and the love that we have for the universe, saying, look, we know your family. We want to unite, not come save us.
We want to know them, don't we?
Huh?
We want to know them. I don't know. Maybe it'd be good to have the MEMS run for president.
But you see, that's not what they're here to do.
I know.
Again, it's not them coming to save. It's they're saying, look, you have something we want to learn about, and we are happy to come. There's an exchange. We're happy to come and do something for this planet you love in exchange for us learning about how you love. I mean, God, how much better could it get than that? That, to me, is the ultimate exchange.
Very exciting.
It is exciting because we're coming empowered but filled with love. There's a difference. Okay?
So we're growing into the universe rather than
we're growing into the universe. And, of course, our frequencies are raising. Now, here we go, chicken and egg. Are our frequencies raising because, well, that's a really interesting question. And it's going to be interesting, you know, as you look out at your world. We just had, what, the elections here. And, you know, there's so much going on out in the world. You know, how is this affecting our world? You know, is it making people more anxious, more angry? We don't, you know, I don't watch the news, so I really don't know. I did watch election results just because I was curious to see which way the wind was blowing.
Did you follow John Stewart's rally?
No, I love John Stewart. I'd miss that altogether. Was it funny?
I didn't see the whole thing, but there was just a sea of people in Washington, D.C. Yay! Isn't that wonderful? It's perfect. It's just precious, too.
Well, and you know, John Stewart just wrote a book on Earth. I mean, I want to order it because I know it's got to be good.
Uh-huh.
Again, promoting change with humor, one of the most important things that we can do. And, you know, you're a great proponent of that, Veronica.
Thank you. I like to laugh.
I know you do. And
the book is about a description of the Earth if an alien came to visit.
Oh, I love it. Oh. I've got to order this book.
I bet you, yeah. And he's so brilliant in his humor, too. He puts a lot of pithy information in ways that you just giggle and don't realize you're being educated, really.
Well, you know.
Maybe he's an alien.
Well, he talks about aliens. Bill Maher talks about aliens. The humorist. He was a comedian who just, George Carlin talked about aliens.
Mm-hmm.
There have been so many people who were very cutting edge that definitely talked about all of this. So, you know, I often look at them and think the same thing. They have to be. There's no mm-hmm. question in my mind.
Colbert's got to be an alien.
Oh, Colbert is definitely. Colbert, he's got to be a hybrid.
You know, when he arrived on stage at the rally, he was hiding in some sort of cave because he was afraid, and he kept saying, "I'm too afraid to come." And when they finally brought him in, he came up in one of those capsules like they brought the miners up in. And he was wearing like a Captain America kind of suit. It was so ridiculous. You couldn't help but laugh.
Gotta love them.
Oh, yeah. And they're brilliant. I mean, my gosh.
And that's what we need. It's the only way we're going to get people to pay attention and change. We're not going to do it with the Tea Parties. We're not going to do it with the Democrats. We're not going to do it with the Republicans.
And they did their own signs, and one of their signs apparently was, "Hitler is Hitler."
You know? Oh, jeez.
Well, because some people are saying Obama is Hitler, you know, all that kind of stuff, right?
Oh, okay, I didn't, oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah, there's all this weird stuff going on with Hitler mustaches and all kinds of people. So these signs saying Hitler is Hitler. it was very clever. Many, many clever things there. Sorry, I shouldn't go off on that, except that I think we all need to take heart that so many people are willing to rally around sanity.
Yes, they are. And it's going to become more. There is
great.
No question in my mind. There's going to become more. And, you know, I'm definitely, I know that in the UFO community, what I see is a lot of negative press about extraterrestrials and abductions and all kinds of things, and people are really drawn to all of this negative information.
Well, it's biochemical, isn't it? It kind of gets our juices going.
Well, yes, I think people like to be scared, otherwise there wouldn't be scary movies.
That's right.
And it draws a lot of attention, and if you're trying to get a lot of attention, you know, the more juicy it is, the better. and which I'm always kind of fascinated by. If anybody who's listening tonight has been to any of these conferences, crash retrieval or anything like that, where they spend so much time talking about the government and how bad and terrible the government is, and we all are aware on this planet at this point in time that there's been a lot of cover-ups for whatever reason, politically, etc. However, our goal now is we don't need the government to do anything. Contact is going to be direct.
Good.
And that, I think, is so powerful for everybody, your own version of contact. The other reason is that reality is subjective. And I think that this is something that we're going to become more and more and more aware of over the next 2 years. You know, we've talked about intentions and, you know, subjective realities, but I think over the next 2 years, people are going to become, at least people who are waking up, are going to become more and more aware that they can change their experience like that.
Very fast.
Very, very, very fast. And that's going to be our biggest challenge, is being conscious enough that when we find ourselves wandering into anything negative, to pull ourselves back and yank ourselves out of the illusion, out of the seduction of the negative dream, out of the fear, out of the anxiety. And believe me, I'm the poster child. I want you all to know, I am the poster child over the last, since this morning, since yesterday, I have been.
You've been working on crash retrieval.
Yes, I have. And and computer withdrawal, because with what I do, I'm up and down from the computer from, I begin at about 4:15 in the morning until my last review is somewhere around 8:30, and then I go upstairs in the evening. So I'm up and down all day long from early in the morning. And so it was quite interesting to try to withdraw from that. But he had to actually take my computer out of the house. And I found myself running over, sitting in my chair and looking at a blank screen going, you know, this is very sad. Okay, let me bring that team in. Okay. All right. All right, well, it's good to see you girls have some fun. Lots of changes. Lots of changes. We had somebody today say she was having some issues from her adolescent, her own adolescent, and she said, well, why is this showing up now? And we said to her, well, there is no exact... It's not like you have a time capsule that bursts open at a certain moment that says, oops, here's your adolescent. It just happens. And all of a sudden, the adolescent was kind of running her show in this arena and that arena and that arena. And she was quite shocked. So there is no exact timing for all of this, and yet you're all right on schedule. In fact, as some of you are ahead of schedule, we're very, very excited to see what you're all doing and being open to possibilities and exploring outside of your comfort zones and expanding, looking at new possibilities. All of you have talent. Many of you have hidden out, you know, well, who'd be interested in what I do? Oh, lots of people. And you're also going to start recognizing others, people. You're going to see, just as the channel did today with the young man at her store that she went to. You're going to know that you've been brought into somebody's path to talk with them a little bit. To say, hey, look, it's all right to be different. You have some gifts and some talents that you're here to bring to the planet. Start developing them. You see, you are ambassadors not only to the cosmos, but to your own people. To your own people. To all of those around you. And Veronica, you do a very good job of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Being ambassadors to your own people. Sharing in humor. You see? Wonderful truth. Wrapped in the humor. So much more palatable. Putting the pill in chocolate, you know, instead of some tasteless gunk. People are ready now. They're getting ready for new ideas. There are still some of those that are very set in their ways, and that's all right. Allow them to be where they are, without judgment. We know that that's a tough one for all of you, without judgment. All right? Seeking the light in their own way. It may not make any sense to you, but you don't know what their soul's path is. You don't know what their personal journey is. Perhaps they're playing out some drama that may be so ridiculous that it changes other people that observe it and awakens them. You see, there are all kinds of pieces to this enormous puzzle that you're a part of. And what you're becoming aware of is that that puzzle expands far beyond your Earth. Now, on Earth, you're a bigger piece of a puzzle than you are in the cosmos. In the cosmos, well, that may be the reverse as well, too. The puzzle piece may look larger, but in the overall, it's smaller. But your direct impact on your own people can be much greater, relatively greater. Your impact individually to the cosmos can be huge, but you may not get the feedback or see it directly. Therein lies the difference. Now, becoming aware and conscious and cognizant of this, how do you reach people? You don't do it on a soapbox, people. But you do start saying, all right, it's time for me to bring my gifts, whatever my gifts are. And even if you're uncertain of them, if you have the urge to write, write, to paint, to do energy work, to do healings, whatever it is, start finding ways to step out there. And if you're not ready to fully step up, then start taking classes or something. But take a step in those directions and then allow things to move into place. Bizarre, as talked for many years about the mist of destiny. That when you step into the mist of destiny, that things have no choice but to fall into place. When you take a step in the direction of your heart's desire, you step into the mist of destiny. And then things start happening, coming to you, towards you, conversations, people, opportunities, easily, elegantly, out of the blue. But you have to take a step, just a step in the direction. Take a writing class, an art class, a healing class, a public speaking class. Whatever. There used to be these groups, we don't know if they exist anymore, where you'd all take turns making speeches.
That still exists. That's Toastmasters.
Wonderful. All
I
right.
once went to Metaphysical Toastmasters. It was very fun.
Now that's excellent, you see, for those that are afraid to get up and speak in front of others. And you can take the opportunity to bring your truths, you know, couch them a little, but bring your truths into those experiences as well. Start taking a step in the direction, people. Everything is supporting it now. Well, we play with the channel, and we do. There are times we get a lot of mileage out of some of the things that happened with her, but she's got a good sense of humor. Ultimately, she will laugh. However, when she gets it, she then shares it. That's the important piece, you see. And you are all moving into a time of a new operating system. That's really not a joke. That's the truth. With expanded abilities, opening up on many, many, many levels, becoming more multidimensional, more than you could imagine. And pay attention to crystals now, because their operating system has changed as well. Remember that, for those of you who are very involved with crystals. Your impact becoming exponential. That's why it's so important to stay in touch with your goals. Now, we're not talking writing business plans here, people. That's all mental work. We're talking your spiritual goals, goals for your planet, goals for humanity, goals for your galaxy, for the cosmos. And your contributions to make a difference in some way. You all want to make a difference. We know you do. We scan everyone that's listening. Or will listen. Burning desires inside. A sense of awakening, a sense of timing, a sense of urgency. For all of you. Very important. Veronica, you did a show tonight on identity.
Yes.
Very important piece, because your identities are changing. And we encourage you to change the way that you identify with yourself. That old identity isn't going to hold up anymore. The old limited ideas of who you are will fall through your fingers like sand. If it's loaded with limitations. Because you're setting those limitations. They don't have to be there.
Sometimes people's status is perched on that, isn't it?
Their status is perched on
their identity, and that needs to kind of come apart. So people go through some really odd changes of having to release where their, you know, in quotes, success was when they made their identity a certain way, you know, certain income, certain appearance, and all of that. Sometimes we hang on to that at great cost.
Yes, we would agree with that. We would agree with that. Your identity, we would hope, should never be tied to how many dollars you have, if that's what you're referring to.
Yes.
All right. Because that can come and go in a moment. You're seeing it on a global level right now. Mm-hmm. But who you are as a soul, and your wonderful senses of humor and fairness and integrity and the things that really count. Trust us, when all these beings start coming to Earth, they're not going to ask you how much you make. That will be the last thing on their minds. What have you done? How have you touched people? What? That's different.
And they'll be able to sense our resonance really clearly, won't they?
Of course. Absolutely. Absolutely. And there are many people who've made a lot of money and done a lot of good. So it's not a matter of saying, don't think you should make money. That's not the case. Money's an energy. It's a frequency. It's a vibration. There's no reason to limit it.
Right.
But you're right. Don't make that your identity. Ever. Ever. Because you'll always be afraid of losing it. And you know in these energies right now, if you're afraid of losing it, you're going to attract that anyway.
And we only have 2 minutes left.
Oh, all right. Now, Veronica, you're going to talk about your shows next week.
Yes, I'm going to duplicate my Chris Griscom interview, Chris Griscom of the Light Institute, at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. And I think we'll pursue more about identity release on Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Excellent. Excellent. When you're pursuing identity release, we also encourage you to encourage others to determine who it is they want to become. This is the time to do that. What's their new identity? Who do you really want to become? Determining that is a very important piece for you, for your family, for humanity, and for your universe, people, and your galaxy. We would love to have you call us in tonight. And we would love to touch each and every one of you around this very idea of identity. Because your identity will be your calling card for contact. Your calling card for contact. So it's a wonderful time, and we're glad you're doing those shows, Veronica. It's a wonderful time.
Thank you.
To really think about, what is your calling card? Are you spending your life pointing fingers or creating new opportunities and empowering others? We hope that you're empowering yourself and others and caring for your planet. Know that we love you so, dear ones, more than you can ever imagine. We're so delighted with all that you're doing. We see your levels of commitment, and they're amazing. And we support them. Quietly. But we support them. We send to you all our total, complete, unconditional love. And until we speak again in this format, and to you as well, dear Veronica, namaste, everyone.
Namaste.
Are we still on?
Yep.
Oh,
we're
good.
Still on. Welcome back.
Okay. Well, it's been fun, everybody. Sorry I wasn't a little more organized, but I think we had a good time.
It was wonderful tonight. Wonderful.
And it was a joy to speak with everyone, and it was certainly glad to be back on the air, even if I didn't get an announcement out. Veronica, so excited for you with the show. I think it's marvelous.
Thank you. And you with your new operating system.
It should be really interesting to see what happens. Love you all, everyone. Remember, a piece of Veronica and I are in each and every one of you, and a piece of you are in us. It can be no other way because we really are all one. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, Ronnie.